Masechta Sota, Daf Lamed Vav, the top line of Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph, and the Gemara continues to discuss Klal Yisrael passing through the Yarden. So come and see how many Nisim occurred to Klal Yisrael on the day that they passed through the Yarden. Number one, Over Yisrael's Yarden, Klal Yisrael passed through the Yarden, and of course that was an ace because the Yarden split. As we know that Moshe Rabbeinu told them, on the same day that you passed through the Yarden, you'll go to Hagrizim and Har Evil, and you'll have the brachas and klolis given on Hagrizim and Har Evil. And the distance from the western side of the Yarden until Hagrizim and Har Evil was 60 mil. And this brisa is going like the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that we saw in Daf Lamed Gimel Beis, who held that Hagrizim and Har Evil was in Shechem, and not like Rabbi Elazar, who held that Hagrizim and Har Evil was right after the Yarden. And number three, by the fact that they were able to travel such a great distance with so many people in one day, so therefore we see that in Kolber Yechol Lamed B'fneim, that no one stood up against Klal Yisrael, and anyone that wanted to start up with Klal Yisrael beyond Nidras, right away they became so scared, and it actually says Miskalkel Merei, they would lose control of their bowel movements based on their fear. And the Gemara brings a pasuk Shinem, as the pasuk says in Pashtim Mishpatim, as Emosi Ashalach Lefonecha V'Hamisis Kol Ha'om Ashatovi Bohem Nesatis Kol Yibecha Lecha Oiref. And the pasuk clearly tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will instill fear into the Goyim when you come into Eretz Yisrael. And V'Amen, the pasuk in Pashtim Mishpatim by the Shir Seam states, Tipol Aleim and Mosav Facha, Bigdos Riacha Yudmukavin, Ad Yavam Khoashem, Ad Yavam Zukanisa. And even though this pasuk is discussing the Shira by the Yamsuf, however, it's understood as if Klal Yisrael was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and was asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to instill fear in the Goyim when they passed through the Yarden during the time of Yeshua and when they passed through the Euphrates during the time of Ezra when Klal Yisrael came back to Eretz Yisrael after Golos Bavel. And as our Gemara explains, Ad Yavam Khoashem, Zubi. This is referring to the first time Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael in the time of Yeshua, and when it says Ad Yavam Zukanisa Zubi Yishnia, this is referring to the second time that Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael during the time of Ezra. And the Gemara explains Emma Me'ata that we see from here Ruuyin Hayu Yisrael Le'aslam Neis Bebi Yishnia Kebi Rishayna El Shigar Merchet, that really when Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael during the time of Ezra, they should have had Nisim just like they had during the time that they came with Yeshua. However, because of the Chatayim that they did during Bayis Rishayin, and therefore they weren't Zeicha to Nisim during the time of Ezra. And Rashi explains which Nisim are referring to. Zok Rashi, Lalis Bezraya, they should have come with force. And Veloyu Mishtabdun Malchus, and they shouldn't have had Shibu Malchus, El Shigarim Chotem Shal Yisrael, be made by Yisrishayin. And because of this, Venig Zaleim, Shal Yalu, El Bershus, Kedesiv, Mibachem, Mikol Amai, that we know that he had to receive permission from Kurish in order to go up to Eretz Yisrael and in order to build Bayashani. And Ayin Mashah, who bothered that Lachira, why did Rashi say that this was the Nisim that we're referring to? If Rashi could have said that we're referring to the splitting of the sea, as during the time of Yeshua, they passed through the Yarden and the Yarden split for them. However, when they came up with Ezra, the Euphrates did not split for them, Ayin and Sham. And Mashal also explains that this is Pshat in the Pasuk when it says, Ad Yavam Cho Hashem. And when Klal Yisrael came with Yeshua, the Pasuk calls them Amcha Hashem. And we see that the Goyim feared them because they were Amcha Hashem. However, when they come up to Eretz Yisrael during the time of Ezra, the Pasuk calls them Amzu Kanisa and doesn't call them Amcha Hashem. And they did not instill any fear into the Goyim by the time of Bayashani. The Brisa continues, and afterwards they took the stones that they took from the Yarden, and they built the Mizbeach, and they smeared the stones with plaster, and they wrote the entire Torah in 70 languages in order to make sure that the Goyim could understand the Torah and have the opportunity to do tshuva as we learned before. Keep in mind that although at the beginning of the Brisa we stated that it's going like Rabbi Yehuda, who said that Hagrizim Har Evil wasn't Shechem. However, this part of Brisa seems to be like Rabbi Shimon and not like Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda holds that they first wrote the Torah and then they put plaster on it. And according to this Brisa, they first plastered it and then afterwards they wrote the Torah. And it's possible that Tisus was bothered by that, and therefore Tisus in the Yom Maskel of Ach Kachaviu Sabanim states, Hachasim Tesefta, Vaviu Sabanim Shehelum and Ayadin, Ubanim Samizbech, Vahelu Oilusu Shlamim, Veloy Gasinim, Vachasvelas Vatera, and it doesn't tell us the order as far as how they wrote the Torah, if it was written before they plastered the stones or after they plastered the stones, Ayin and Taisus. And the Brisa continues, V'helu Oilus Shlomim V'achlu V'shasu V'samchu, that afterwards they brought Oilus Shlomim on his bech, they ate and drank, and they were happy. And finally, U'birchu V'kalu, and afterwards they gave the brachas and the klolis on Hagrizim and Har'evil. And the Gemara is bothered that L'chira, the brachas and klolis happened prior to the bringing of the Kabbanis, and therefore, how can we say at this point, U'birchu V'kalu, and therefore the Goyin is Goyis over here, U'birchu B'ch Samazin, that after they ate and drank, and they were happy, they benched B'ch Samazin. mazin. And the Brisa continues, v'kiplus avonim ubo v'lonim ba'gilgol, and afterwards they took apart the mizbeach, and they took the avonim towards Gilgal, and they went in and camped in Gilgal. Shenema, as the pasuk says, v'vatim oisim imchem, v'inachtim oisim b'maloin, and after you take these avonim from the Yarden, you will eventually set them up as a monument in the place where you encamp. And the Gemara asks, yachol b'chol maloin umaloin, one may think that they had to set up a monument in every place they went. Tamaloin, therefore the pasuk states, asher tolinu b'alayla, in the place where you encamp that evening. And uksiv, and in Yeshua states, v'shtei mesri avonim ha'ila, asher lochum in Yarden, hekim Yeshua b'Gilgal. So we see that they actually set this up as a monument in Gilgal. And the Gemara continues and discusses the pasuk that states in Pashat Mishpatim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Klai Yisrael that they shouldn't be scared going into Eretz Canaan, as he'll fight the battle for them and they'll be able to beat the Zion Ammon. And the pasuk states, v'shalachti satzir l'fanecha v'gersh asachi v'yasaknani v'sachiti l'fanecha, that I'll send this small bug in front of you. And as we will see, it acted as a weapon of mass destruction and helped Klai Yisrael drive out the chivi as well as the knani and the chiti from in front of them. And the Gemara continues with the Braisa, Tana, we learned to the Braisa, Tzirah loy over Yimayim, this bug did not actually go with Klai Yisrael past the Yarden, and it stayed on the east side of the Yarden, and it stayed on Eva Yarden. But the Gemara asks, Valoy, is this true? Vaksib, but the Pasuk stated in Mishpatim, as we brought before, Vishalachti Satzir Lufanecha, the Gersha Sachiv, Saknani Vesachitim Lufanecha. So clearly we see that the Tzirah was used in order to defeat the Zion Ammon. And the Gemara answers, Amrab Shim Ben Lakish, Asvas Yarden Amda, that in a Chanami, that it only helped Klai Yisrael to beat the Zion Ammon in Eva Yarden, and that's why it talks about the Chivi and the Knani, because the Chivi and Knani were the ones who lived be'Eva Yarden, where ultimately Reuven and Gad and Chetzi Shev Menashe would dwell, and the Tzira actually stayed on the Eva Yarden. However, it was standing on the edge of the Yarden, Vizok Ben Mara, and it threw its venom and its poison across the Yarden, Vesimtei Neim Malo, and it caused them to become blind, Vesirsim Mata, and the poison of the Tzira caused the Goyim to become sterile as well. And the Gemara brings you right to this point, Shinem, as the Pasuk states in Amos, V'anoichi Yishmati Yisrael Mary Mipteim, Asher Kegoy V'arozim Gavu, V'choysten Hu Kaloinim, V'ashmet Piriyam Mimal, V'shrosh Metachas, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will destroy their fruits above, which refers to the eyesight, and he destroyed their roots from below, referring to the fact that it became sterile, and that's referred to as the sherish of a person, as a parent is the sherish of his family. And Rashi in Pashat Mishpatim explains that that's why the Pasuk ends off, V'shalachti Satzir L'fanecha, V'gersh Asachi V'yasaknani, V'asachitim L'fanecha, as we stated, because the Chivi and Knani lived be'eva Yarden, and therefore discusses that they were destroyed through the Tzira, and also discusses the Chiti, as Chiti lived right in the western border of the Yarden, and they were the ones that were affected by the Tzira, but the rest of the Zion Ammon were not affected by the Tzira. The Gemara continues with another territory, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa states, Shei Tzirei Yishava, there were actually two of these bugs, Chadda de Moshe, one in the time of Moshe, the Chadda Yeshua, and one of Yeshua, the Moshe Le'ava, the one that assisted Moshe Rabbeinu to beat Sichon and to beat Oig, that was only in the time of Moshe, and that one did not cross the Yarden and stayed on the east side of the Yarden. And the Yeshua Ava, the one that assisted Yeshua, went past the Yarden and crossed over the Yarden. And the Gemara now quotes from the Mishnah on Daflam and Bezum Alav that stated, Shishi Shvatim Ol Reish HaGrizim and Shishi Shvatim Ol Reish HaEvil, that it was six Shvatim that went up to HaGrizim and there was six Shvatim that went on to HaEvil. And when Moshe Rabbeinu told Klai Yisrael that when they go into Eretz Canaan, that they would have the Brachis on HaGrizim and the Klolis on HaEvil, the Pasuk states in Perek of Zayin, Pasuk Yud Beis, Elu Yamdu Levarach HaSa'am Al HaGrizim, Ba'orvu Chemes HaYadin, Shimon V'Levi Yehuda V'Yisach V'Yosef Binyamin. And then the Pasuk states in Yugimel, V'Elu Yamdu Al HaKlol Bar Evil, Reuven God V'Osha Uzvul and Don V'Naftali. Therefore, there is no question which of the Shvatim were on HaGrizim and which were on Har Evil. So on HaGrizim we had Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisach V'Yosef Binyamin, and on Har Evil we had Reuven God Osha Zvul and Don and Naftali. Now in Sefer Yeshua in Parakhes, when Yeshua actually goes and gives the Brachas and Klolis on HaGrizim and Har Evil, the Pasuk states, V'Chol Yisrael Zekina V'Shoitrim V'Shoitav Imdim Mizel Mizel La'orin Neged HaKoinim Alvim Noisei Arnim Brus Hashem Kager Ka'ezrach Chetzei El Mul HaGrizim V'Chetzei El Mul Har Evil. So the Pasuk states that half of Klal Yisrael was on HaGrizim and half of Klal Yisrael was on Har Evil. And the Pasuk ends, Kashetziva Moshe Eved Hashem L'Varach Ha'am Yisrael Bar Yishoyno. And the Gemara now asks, Mai V'Chetzei, what does the Pasuk mean when it states V'Chetzei? Rashi explains, Lomu L'Mikta V'Chetzei D'Mashma Oy Chetzei HaMiuchad, either it's Mashma that was a half that was miyuchad and was something special about them, or talking about the half that we already spoke about in another place. And the Gemara explains, Rav Kana explains, that just like Klai Yisrael and the Shvatim were split up on HaGrizim and HaEvil, six on one side and six on the other side, so too were the Shvatim split up on the Avnei Shoyim of the Ephod in the same exact manner. And on the first stone of the Ephod, Ephod, it stated Shimon, Levi, Yehudi, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin. And the second one, it stated Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan, and Naphtali. The Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask you a kasha and Rav Kana from a brisa, where we'll see two Manamrim, we'll see the Tanakama, as well as Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, and neither of these shitas will go like Rav Kana. As the Gemara explains, Shtei Avarim Toibes, Hoyle, Kohen Gadol, Aksefav, there were two precious stones on the shoulders of the Kohen Gadol, which of course refers to the Avnei Shoyim of the Ephod, Achas Mikan, the Achas Mikan, one on each shoulder, and the names of all 12 Shvatim were written on these stones, Shishal Evanzu, Vishishal Evanzu, six on this stone and six on the other. And then as the Pasuk states in Pashtut Tzava, Shishim Yishmoisim ala Evan Achas, Veshmois HaShisha Noisarim ala Evan Ashenis Kisol Daisam. And since the Torah states Loshim Kisol Daisam regarding the Evan Ashenis, therefore the Tanakhama learns, Shnei Kisol Daisam, that only time that we had that the Shvatim were written in the order of the way that they were born was only on the second Evan. However, V'loi Rishayni Kisol Daisam, on the first stone, the Shvatim were not written in the exact order that they were born. Yehuda was written first, even though he was born fourth. In the feet of Tanakhama, the order of the first stone was Yehuda, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Dan and Naphtali, and the order of the second stone was Gad, Asher, Yisachar, Zvulun, and Yosef and Binyamin. And Tanakhama continues, V'chamishim Eiser Yisayu, and there were a total of 50 letters, Esem v'chamish al Evanzu, there were 25 on this stone, V'esem v'chamish al Evanzu, and another 25 on the second stone. And the Gemara will explain that really on the second stone, we come out that there's actually 24, and the Gemara will explain that the word Binyamin should be written as Beis Nun, Yud, Mem, Yud, Nun, and therefore you'll come out with the Cheshbin that there's 25 letters on each of the stones. And clearly we see that Tanakhama is not going like the Shita of Rav Kana, and the Gemara continues, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Rav Chanina ben Gamliel explains, and we continue on Daf Lamed Vav Beis, Loik Derech Shechalukim B'chumash HaPekudim Chalukim B'Avnei Ephod, that although we know that Moshe Rabbeinu countered Klai Yisrael twice in Sefer Bamidbar, once in Perek Aleph and once in Perek Chav Vav, and both those cases we actually bring down the Shvatim in the same order, and the order over there is Reuven, Shimon, Gad, Yehudi, Yisachar, Zvulun. Then the Torah counts Ephraim, Menasha, Binyamin, Dan, Asher, and Naphtali, and only afterwards does the Torah count Levi. However, that was not the same way that the Shvatim were written on the Avonim of the Ephod or the Choshen. And instead, how were they written on the Avonim of the Ephod? El Keder Shechalukim v'Chumisheni, they were written on the Ephod as they were split up in the second Chumash, which is of course referring to the first two Psukim of Pasha Shemais. And the Pasuk starts Ve'ilu Shemais B'nei Yisrael Abayim Mitzrayim Ha'is Yaakov Ishu Beisir Ba'u Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun Binyamin Don V'Naphtali Gad V'Asher Vayehi Kol Nefesh Yoytzei Yerech Yaakov Shivim Nefesh V'Yosef Hayu B'Mitzrayim. And as Rashi brings, the Rav Chanina B'Gamliel holds that you first had Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda Yisachar Zvulun on one of the stones of the Ephod, and on the second one we had Binyamin, then Don V'Naphtali Gad V'Asher, and finally Yosef. And the Gemara explains Ketzad B'nei Leah Kisidron, that the six children of Leah were on the first stone and they were listed in the order that they were born, and then on the second stone you had Bnei Rachel Echem Mikan VeEchem Mikan, you had Binyamin first and then Yosef last, Bnei Shvachis BeEmtza, and then you had the children of Shvachis in between. And once again we see Rav Chanina ben Gamliel argues on Rav Kahana. The Brisa continues with the Shita Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, Ve'almani Mekayim Kisal Daisam, according to Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, what does he do with the word Kisal Daisam, which is Mashmur that they were listed in the order they were born, if that's not true? And the Gemara explains Kishmois and Shekar LaNavian, and he holds that the word Kisal Daisam is not telling us the order they were listed, it is just teaching us how they spelled their names on the Avnei Ephod. Gemara explains Kishmois and Shekar LaNavian that they wrote their names in the same manner that their father wrote their names and the father spelled the names, V'loi Kishemish Shekar LaMoshe, and their names were not spelled the way that Moshe Rabbeinu spelled their names when he referred to them as Ruveni or Shemaini or Gadi, as we find many times in the Torah, and they didn't spell Dun as Duni, which we find in Divrei Yomim as well as in Shoftim. As the Gemara states, Ruven V'loi Ruveni, Shimon V'loi Shemaini, Dun V'loi Hadani, and God V'loi Hagadi, or Samagaris, Dun V'loi Duni, God V'loi Gadi. And therefore the Gemara says, Tiyufta de Rav Kahana, Tiyufta, this is actually a Tiyufta on the Shita of Rav Kahana. But the Gemara continues and is, V'lamai V'chetzai, L'chair according to Rav Kahana, the word V'chetzai was coming to teach us, and in the same manner that the Shvatim was split up on Hagrizim and Har-Abel, they were also split up on the Avnei Ephod. But now we just said that the Tanakhama, as well as Rav Chanina ben Gamliel, argues in that, and therefore we brought a Tiyufta on Rav Kahana, and therefore the Gemara asks, what do we do with the word V'chetzai? And the Gemara brings another brisa, Tana, Chetzi Shemul Hagrizim, Merubim, Chetzi Shel Har-Abel, that the word Chetzi is actually teaching us that the amount of Klal Yisrael that were on Hagrizim were actually more than the amount of Klal Yisrael that were on Har-Abel. We pray Shel Levi L'mata, because even though Levi is counted amongst the Shvatim that were on Hagrizim, but L'maisa, as the Pasuk tells us, that part of Shevet Levi were actually standing between Hagrizim and Har-Abel, and they were the ones that said the brachos. Therefore, the amount of Yidden that were on Hagrizim were more than the amount of of Yidden that were on Har Eivol. And the Gemara is that the Braisa doesn't make any sense, as the Braisa states, "Mipnei shelevi lamata," because Levi was on the bottom, therefore Hagrizim had more. But l'chayyur adrav punkfakert, "Mipnei shelevi lamata," because Levi was between Hagrizim and Har Eivol, butzulhu, therefore the amount of Yidden on Hagrizim actually became less. And l'chayyur, what is the Braisa teaching us? And the Gemara explains, "Hachikama," this is what the Braisa means to say, "Afapi shelevi lamata," even though it's true that Levi was not on Hagrizim, and part of Shevi Levi stood between Hagrizim and Har Eivol, and even so, the number of Yidden that stood on Hagrizim was still more than the amount of Yidden that was standing on Har Eivol. And the reason why there was still more is because Bnei Yosef Yimarim, the children of Yosef, were on Hagrizim. And based on the census that Moshe did in Parshas Pinchas, we know that the count of Ephraim and Manasseh was 85,200 people. And Lefi Zeh, when the Torah says Hachetzoy, is coming to teach you that this was a smaller amount of 50% of Klal Yisrael, and on Har Eivol there was less people than on Hagrizim. And Rashi points out that even though the Torah tells us specifically that Shevet Levi was on Hagrizim, however, Zok Rashi, Mipnei Shelevi Lamata, Ziknei Kehuna VeLeviyah, that's only referring to the Ziknei Kehuna and Leviyah, and they were together with the Urin on the bottom of the mountain between Hagrizim and Har Eivol. And keep in mind that L'chayr it's Tzarech Bia, according to Rashi, because the Gemara says the Afa Pisha Levi Lamata, and if we're talking about the Ziknei Leviyah, L'chayr that doesn't take away from the count of the Leviyim, because we always counted Klal Yisrael from 20 to 60, and as we learned in Parshas Pinchas, that the count of the Leviyim at that time was 23,000 people, and l'chayr that shouldn't diminish based on the fact that the Ziknei Leviyah was standing between the mountains. And other Rishonim actually explain that when the Gemara explains that the Bnei Levi were between Hagrizim and Har Eivol, it's actually talking about those Leviyim that were Royal Avodah between the ages of 30 and 50. They were 8,000 people, and therefore that diminished from the amount of Leviyim that were on Hagrizim, Ayin and Birushainim. And the Gemara continues to bring a raya that the Bnei Yosef had a lot of children. Shenema, as the pasuk says in Yeshua and Parakit Zayin, that Vaydabu Bnei Yosef as Yeshua Lema, that the children of Yosef came to Yeshua stating, Madua Nasatabli Nachla Goyal Echad, Vechevel Echad, why do you give me only one portion? Vani Amrav, and I have a lot of people, Adasha Ad Koy Barchini Hashem, Vayoy Malem Yeshua, and Yeshua said to them, Im Amravata, since you have so many people, Ale Lecha Hayara, so you should go live in the forest and you should be able to knock down trees, and this way you'll be able to have much more land and you'll have enough space for your entire families. And the Gemara explains Amalahen that Yeshua told the Bnei Yosef Luchu Vechpeu Atzmachem Biyarim Shalei Tishlo Behem Ayin Hara. So Yeshua said that since you're telling me you have so many children, you should go and you hide yourself in the forest and make sure that people don't see you in order that it's not shayla on you and Ayin Hara. And Amalei and the Bnei Yosef said back to Yeshua Zahar Di Yosef Leishalte Be'inu Bisha, that we don't have this problem because the children of Yosef will not have an Ayin Hara. Nechsev, as the pasuk says in Parshas Vayechi by Bechas Yaakov, Ben Peres Yosef, Ben Peres Ali Oyin, Yosef and his children had a special chayin, and they were not subject to ayin hara. And as the Gemara explains, the Umra Ravo, and Ravo explains, Al Tehi Kari Ali Oyin, Ela Oyle Ayin, you shouldn't read it as Ali Ayin, but that the Bnei Yosef were Oyle Ayin, as Rashi says, Oylin Ali Ayin, they are above the eye, Ve'in Ayin Oyle Aleim, and the eye doesn't have any effect on them. And Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina, Umma Mehacha, Rabbi Yosef B'Chanina learns this idea from the following pasuk, which is also in Vayichi, which is by the Yaakov's bracha to Menashe and Ephraim, and he says, you should multiply like fish in the midst of the land. And we learn that just like the fish in the sea, the water covers them up, and therefore people can't see them, and therefore the ayin hara is not shailed on fish. Also, the children of Yosef, the ayin hara will not be shailed on them. And why did Gemara have to bring a raya from Sefer Yeshua that Yosef had so many children, if Lemaisa it says in the Torah specifically that Yosef had many children, and it's clear in the count in Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas that they had 85,200 children, which was more than any other shevet in Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara continues and discusses the sheet of the Tanakhama that we had at the bottom of Dav Lam Vav Amud Aleph, and the Tanakhama taught us v'chamishim oisis hayu, that there were 50 letters on the Evoid, Esav v'chamish al Evinzu, v'esav v'chamish al Evinzu, and he specifically tells us that the amount of letters on each of the stones of the Evoid were equal, and there were 25 on each. And the Gemara asks on the Tanakhama, hani chamishim oisis, how can you tell me there were 50 letters, chamishim l'chichad haven, there are actually only 49 letters on the Ephod. And although if you count the letters of the six names that were on the first of the Rabbanim of the Ephod, of Yehuda, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Don, and Naphtali, you'll find 25 letters. However, if you count God, Asher, Yisachar, Zvul, and Yosef, Binyamin, which are on the second of the Rabbanim, you'll only find 24 letters. The Gemara answers, Rabbi Yitzchak responds, Yosef, Yosef, Yosachas, that eventually they added on an extra letter onto Yosef's name, as we'll see in a moment. And as the Pasuk says, Shenema, Edus, B'Yosef, Samay, B'Seitzah, Alaris, Mitzrayim, Svasli, Adati, Eshma. And the Gemara asks, Maskel, Rav Nachman Yitzchak, so Rav Nachman Yitzchak asks on Rav Yitzchak, Kisal Daisim Binon, and L'chayr, the Pasuk tells us that the way to spell the names of the Shvatim on the Avnei Ephod were in the same manner that Yaakov Avinu gave them names when they were born, and Yosef's name was not Yosef at that point, and therefore how can you tell me that his name was written as Yosef on the Avnei Ephod? Keep in mind that L'chay Rabbi Yitzchak argues or Nachman Yitzchak because Rabbi Yitzchak holds that the word Kisal Taisam according to the Tanakhama is not learned in that manner, and the only time we had to learn the word Kisal Taisam Kishmais and Shekar L'Navian and V'lei Kishem and Shekar L'Maisha was only according to the Shita of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel that we saw at the top of the Amid. However, clearly Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, who asked this question, holds that the word Kisal Taisam according to Tanakhama has two meanings. Number one, that the second stone of the Ephod was written in the order that they were born, as opposed to the first stone that was not written in the same order because Yehuda was first. And number two, that the names were written and spelled the same way that Yaakov Avinu gave them names and not in any other fashion. Therefore, the Gemara states, El Kol Torah Kula Binyamin Ksiv. In most of the Torah states Binyamin, and it doesn't have an extra yud, and it's spelled as Bez Nun Yud Mem Nun, the Hoch Binyamin Shalem, but over here on the Avnei Ephod, and it was written Malay, and it was written as Bez Nun Yud Mem Yud Nun, and it was Shalem, Kedichsiv, as the Pasuk states, Va'avil Karla Binyamin, that at the time that Binyamin was born, his father called him Binyamin. Therefore, the proper spelling of Binyamin, based on Tal Daisam, based on the time that Yaakov Avinu gave the name, would be Malay, and you had to spell on the Ephod as Bez Nun Yud Mem Yud Nun, and therefore, according to Tanakhama, it works out perfectly that there were 25 letters on the first of the stones of the Ephod, and there were also 25 letters on the second stone of the Ephod. Keep in mind that this idea that there were 25 letters on each of the Avnei Shayim of the Ephod is only according to Tanakhama and not according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, because at best, according to Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel, we had 28 letters on the first stone and 22 letters on the second stone. And it's interesting that in Taisus at the bottom of the Amid of Diva Maskel, Esmin Chomish al Evan Zu, Esmin Chomish al Evan Zu, he brings down for Yerushalmi that discusses the Shita of Rav Kana itself, and it clearly seems that the Yerushalmi had a Tana that learned exactly like Rav Kana, and therefore the Yerushalmi is that according to that Tana, it comes out that there were actually 27 letters on the first stone and 23 letters on the second stone, and they actually count Zvulun as Malay, and therefore on the second stone it was Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, which was spelled Zayin, Beis, Vav, Lamed, Vav, Nun, and Dun, Naphtali, which equals 23 letters, and the Yerushalmi is bothered that it's not an equal number of letters. Taisus brings from the Yerushalmi that in the Chinami, the word Binyamin was actually split between the first and second stones. Taisus explains that the Beis and Nun was written on the second stone, which corresponded to Har Evel, and the first stone had the letters of Yud, Mem, Nun. And the Yerushalmi continues, Amar Azvido, Vieyus, and this makes a lot of sense, as Miksiv, Shisha, Shmaisam, the Torah doesn't say Shisha, Shmaisam, Allah, Benachas, El Shisha, Mishamaisam, Allah, Benachas, and therefore we see it wasn't six full names, but it was Mishamaisam, it was from the names, as Binyamin wasn't written completely on either stone, and the Beis Nun was written on one stone, and Yud, Mem, Nun was written on the second stone, Ayin, and Taisvis. And the Meshech Chochba and Pashas Tzava actually points out that that's why the Torah states that Binyamin was being safe of Shachin, because his name was on both shoulders of the Kohen, as it was split between the two stones of the Ephod. And we will just mention the following, and we won't get too into detail, as we know that there were actually two censuses done in Sefer Bamidbar. One is at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, when Klai Yisrael first got to the Midbar, and it tells us that it was 603,550 of Klai Yisrael. Then once again, in Pashas Pinchas, there was a census, and the total of Klai Yisrael at that point was 601,730. And if you look at actual numbers, they change dramatically between the Shvatim, between year 1 and year 40, which is just an interesting idea, even though the total number of Klai Yisrael was almost exactly the same at the beginning of their travels in the Midbar and at the end of their travels. And of course, neither of these counts actually include the Levium, as the Levium at the beginning of the travels in the Midbar were 22,300, and at the end of the travels were 23,000, and you have to include this into the ultimate count. And of course, since we're talking about a time when they were going into Eretz Yisrael, and they were on Hagrizim and Har Ebal, therefore we have to use the numbers that are given to us in Pashas Pinchas, and therefore Taisus points out that on Hagrizim, if you make a count and you include Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, Yisachar, Yosef, and Binyamin, including the 23,000 of Yosef, you actually have a total of 316,800 people, while on Har Ebal, the count comes out to 307,930 people. And Ayin and Taisus, where he makes a cheshbin, if the Levium were beneath the mountains and they were between Hagrizim and Har Ebal, how do you have more people on Hagrizim than on Har Ebal at the end result, which our Gemara states? However, he brings from the Yerushalmi that actually learns exactly the opposite, and the Yerushalmi learns that there were more Yidden on Har Ebal than on Hagrizim. Ayin and Taisus, that brings down multiple different ideas about this point. And the Gemara continues with the memory that we saw on Daf Yudon Beis, Omer B'chana Babizna, Omer B'Shimon Chasida, Yosef Shekidu Shem Shemayim B'Seisa, Hasif Lo Is Achas Mishmoy Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu, that since Yosef was B'Kadosh Shem Shemayim, but he only did it in private, therefore they only added on one name from the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, Yehuda Shekidu Shem Shemayim B'Fahesya, since Yehuda was B'Kadosh Shem Shemayim B'Fahesya, Kasia, Nikra Kula El Shmei Shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, most of his name is the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All four letters of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the name Yehuda, as we have Yud Kei Vav Kei, and there's only a dollar that separates the letters. And Rashi explains that where was Yosef Mekadosh Shem Shemayim B'Seisa, Shenisiyachid Im Erva, the Hemen Al Atzmai V'Kavish Esitzroi, when he was Mesiyachid with the Eishes Petifa, and he was able to withhold the temptation, and he was able to be Goyv on his Yetzahara. And Rashi continued, Yehuda Shekidosh Shem Shemayim B'Fahesya, Al Yom, which we will see later on, that he was Kadosh Shem Shemayim B'Fahesya, Bar Yam. Now, L'Chayra, it's Sarach Bia, because the Gemara in Daf Yudam Beis actually stated that Yehuda was Kadosh Shem Shemayim B'Fahesya, based on the fact that he was Moida on the Mice of Tamar, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues and tells us a story about Yosef. Yosef Mahi, what was the story? Dechsev, as the Pasuk says, Vahi Kayayim Azeh, it was on that specific day, Vayava Yabaisa, Lasis Melachtai, and he came into the house to do his work. Or Rabbi Yechon explains, Milam Shishneim Ludvar Veir Neskavnu, that this teaches us that both Yosef and Eishes Potifa actually originally had thoughts that they were going to do Aveir on that time. And according to Rabbi Yechon, when the Pasuk states, Vayava Yabaisa, Lasis Melachtai, it means that Yosef came into the house in order to be Mizano. The Gemara continues, Vayava Yabaisa, Lasis Melachtai, that there's actually machlekas between Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel, Chad Amar Lasis Melachtai Mamish, this means he came to do his actual work and he wasn't the Skabin Favera. The Chad Amar one says, Lasis Trachim Nechdas, that he actually came in to be Mizana with Eishes Paitifa. Since the Pasuk states, Vayava Yabaisa, so it's Mashmur, he came into the house and that's a Lashon of Bia, and therefore it's Mashmur that when it says Lasis Melachtai, he was actually having Kavanah that he would be Mizana with Eishes Paitifa. And the Pasuk in Pashas Vayeshev continues, Vein Ishme Anshe Abayas Shom Babayas. And the Gemara asks, Ef Shabayas Gadol Kabesi Shal Eisi Rasha, could it be that with such a large household of this Russia and Lo Yehoi Bayish, there was no one in the house? And the Gemara explained, Tanav Yerushmal, we learned in the Yeshiva Yerushmal, Oisei Yom, on that day, Yom Chagam Haya, or some say Yom Edom Haya, it was one of the holidays, and it was the day that the Nilus actually overflowed, and therefore was a great Chag for Mitzrayim, V'hochu Kulam, Beis Avedis Kachavim Shalem, and they all went to the Beis Avedis Zara, V'ya Amr Lehen, Chaylehi, and she said, I can't go because I'm Chayla, Amra, and she said, Ein Li Yom, Shiniskak Li Yosef, Kiyam Ezeh, that there's no better day for me to go and attach myself and to be Mizana with Yosef. And the Pasuk continues with the Spesel B'Bigdor Lema, Shichfo Imi, V'yazer B'Bigdor B'yoda, V'yonas, V'yetzeh Achutza. The Gemara explains, B'Yisrael Shah, Basa, D'yukni Shalavim, V'nirasloi B'chaloin. At that moment, Yosef saw the reflection of his father in the window, and some explained that he actually saw his own face, and he looked like his father, and therefore, he actually remembered his father, and that gave him the strength to withhold himself from this Avera. However, B'Pashas, it seems that Yaakov actually came to Yosef, V'amaloi, and he told Yosef that I see the Nachicha Shichtav Alav the Ephod, your brothers will be have the scrolls to be written on the bottom of the Ephod, but at the name, and you'll be included them. With Zayin Chashi Yemachashmei B'Meneim, you want your name to be erased from between them. V'Tikru Roya Zaynis, and you'll be called the shepherd of the Zaynis. T'chsev Roya Zaynis Ya'avid Hain, that someone that is a shepherd of Zaynis and is involved in Znus will lose Hain, will lose a fortune, and will lose a treasure. And Rashi says the Lashon Ya'avid Hain is referring to a Shem Tov Shu Yakum Yikol Hain, and a good name is better than all the treasures. And if you lose your name from the Ephod, then you lose your name forever, as people won't remember you, and you won't have a Shem Tov. And the Gemara continues, Miyad, and right away, the Pasuk of Vayechi applied to the situation that it states, Vateisha Be'isim Kashtoi, and Amar Be'echim Shumra Meya, Sheshava Kashtoi Le'isonai, that even though that he really wanted to have Bia, he withheld his bow, and Rashi says, Kashtoi refers to Shichva Zarei, Hashem Sheyari Kechetz, because it shoots out like an arrow. And the Pasuk of Vayechi continues, Vayefaisu Zroya Yadav, and Rashi says that even though the Lashon of Vayefaisu is written with the Zion, we have a cloud that we could switch a Zion for a Tzadi, and therefore we could read it as if it says Vayefaitu, and it's as if it says that his seed was spread through his hands. And as the Gemara explains, Nartz Yadav Bekaka, that Yosef put his hands into the ground, V'yatzah Shichvah Zarim Bein Sipanu Yadav, by strengthening himself to make sure that he actually was not Mizana with Eishes Paitifa. Therefore, the end result was that the Shichvah Zarah came out of his hands and came out of his fingernails. And the Pasuk continues, Midei Ave Yaakov Misham Roya Ebin Yisrael. And the Gemara explains when it says that it comes from the hands of the power of Yaakov, Mi Garam Lo Yishichak Avnei Ephod, who caused that Yosef's name should be able to be engraved on the stones of the Ephod, Ela Avi Yaakov, it was caused through the strength of Yaakov that Yaakovino came to Yosef in a dream or in some sort of vision, Misham Roya Avin Yisrael, and because of this great gruer of Yosef, therefore he came the shepherd of Klai Yisrael, Misham Zachov in Asaroya, and Yosef was Zecher to become the Roya of Klai Yisrael, Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Tilim, Roya Yisrael Azina, that the shepherd of Klai Yisrael, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he should listen, Noyek at Zayin Yosef, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should lead Klai Yisrael, just like Yosef led Klai Yisrael. And Rashi explains that the way Yosef held himself back is Shenarat Zespeis of Bekaka, V'nisbachalein, and he leaned on them, Kedei Shesiasa, V'yitra B'tzarei, because he should have great pain, V'yav B'toik of Yitzrei, and therefore it'll calm his Yitzhara, and it'll be able to subside his desire. prior to Abia with the Eishes Petifa. And Rashi also points out Mishum Roya Eben Yisrael, that it refers to Yosef as the Eben Yisrael, is based on this chus. Yosef's name was able to stay on the Ephod. And the Gemara continues, Tani Melinter by Sahar Roya Yosef, what's his ben Yud Beis Shvatim, Kederach Shiyotzim Yaakov Aviv, that really Yosef should have had 12 Shvatim in similar fashion that Yaakov had 12 sons. Shinema, as the Pasuk says, Elo told us Yaakov Yosef, as Rashi says, told the Shiyotzim Yaakov Kenegdon Roya Lotzis Ben Yosef, that he should have had the same amount of Shvatim. However, he lost his chus, Ella Shiyotzim Shivchazarim, Ben Siperni Yodov, that since Shivchazarim came out of his 10 fingers, therefore he lost the ability to have 10 of his Shvatim, and he only had 2 Shvatim. Va'avah Pekain, Yotzim Benyamin Achiv, and even so, Binyamin had 10 children, Vikulan Nikru Al Shmai, Binyamin named his children based on the factors that occurred to Yosef in his lifetime. Shenem, as the Pasuk states, Ubinei Binyamin, Belov Avechov, Eshbal, Vagirov, Vinamain, Achiv Reish, Mupin, Vachupin, Va'erd. And the Gemara explains most of the names, Bela, Shenivil, Bein Umay, is that Yosef was swallowed up between the nations and he doesn't know where he is. And L'chayr, we see that even though Binyamin was not included in the Mechiris Yosef, and even though Yaakov thought that Yosef died, however, Binyamin somehow knew that Yosef was still alive. His second son was called Becha, Bechali Imay Haya, that Yosef was the Bechor to his mother, the Eshbal Sheshavu Kael, that Kadosh Baruch Hu caused him to become a captive, Gera, Shegar Bachsanias, he was called Gera, as Yosef was a Ger in other places, Vinamin Shinarim B'Yosa, and he was called Naman because Yosef was very beautiful, Achiv Reish, Achihu Vereshihu, he was my brother and he was my leader, and the eighth and ninth child, Mupim V'Chupim, and the Gemara will only explain Chupim, Hula Rab Chupasi, Vanele Reisi B'Chupasai, he didn't see when I got married, and I was not around by his chuppah. And finally, the last name of Binyamin's 10th son is Va'erd, Sheyard Lebeinu Musaylam, that he went down between the nations of the world. Ikadami and others say, Va'erd, Shapanav Daimel Va'erd, that his face was similar to a rose. And although Agamara doesn't explain Mupim, Zakrashi Mefurish Bemedishram Tanchuma, Shayapiv Kapi Yaakovinu, that his mouth was the mouth of our father Yaakov, Behalacha Shekibu Misham Ve'eva, because he was the one who received the Kabbalah of Yaakov's learning from Shem Ve'eva. And the Gemara continues, Omer Abchir Ba'abram Ebichram, Bishosha Omle Parai Li Yosef, at the time that Parai said to Yosef, that you're going to receive all the power and you're going to be second in command. Amr Stigni Pari, astrologers and the advisors of Pari said to Pari, Evid Shalachu Rabib Esum Kesev, that this servant who was bought for 20 Kesev, Tapshilu Elenu, will you allow him to be a Meshal on us? And we know that the Lashon of Meshal is a Lashon when someone becomes a dictator over someone and someone that is a leader, Bal Kocham. Amr Lahen, so Pari said to them, Kanuni Malchus Ani Reyabai, and Rashi says, Givani Malchus, meaning I see colors of Melucha in this person, that he has great chachma, he has great strength, and he has great beauty, and therefore it can't be that he was really an eved, and it must be, like Yosef said, that I was just brought here, and it was done by kochi. So that Stigni Pari said to Pari, if so, he has to know 70 languages, because the rule was that in order to be a king in Mitzrayim, you had to know 70 languages, and Pari agreed, and he said, I will test him in the morning. So and that evening, Gavriel came, and he taught him 70 languages, and this makes sense based on the Gemara we had on Daf Lam Gimel Medav that taught us Gavriel was the Malach who knew Aramaic and therefore he was able to teach him all 70 languages. And the Gemara tells us Le'avak Gomor that it was not possible for Yosef to understand all 70 languages in one night. So at that point, Gavriel added on to the name of Yosef an extra letter which was part of the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he added on a hey and he called him Yosef. Shenem, as the Pasuk states in Tehillim, aided to be Yosef Samei B'Seisei Al Eretz Mitzrayim, and the Pasuk ends off Svasla Yadati Eshma, that I didn't know what language, and this way I was able to understand it by finally being called Yosef and having the extra letter of hey from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. And the Gemara continues, L'macha kol dishna d'shtoyah Pari ba'day, that the next day, any language that Pari was speaking with Yosef, ahadalei, Yosef was able to converse with him, ishtoyah iu b'lashon kodesh, and then Yosef started talking to Pari, l'lashon kodesh, l'eva k'yodah ma'yava omah, so Pari did not know what Yosef was talking about, and he didn't know that language. Omah lei, so Pari said to Yosef, agmari, agmari, teach me this language, v'legoma, and Pari was not able to learn l'lashon kodesh. Omalei, so Pari said to Yosef, ishtabali, please swear to me, d'loy maglis, that you won't go and reveal that I don't know l'lashon kodesh. Ishtabali, so Yosef swore to Pari, ki omalei, and later on, when Yosef came to Pari to ask him for rishus to take Yaakov back to Eretz Yisrael and bury him in Eretz Yisrael, so he said to Pari, ovi eshbeinu lema, my father made me swear, telling me that I have to bring his body to Eretz Yisrael. Omalei, so Pari said, I don't care, zil ishla shvua esarech, go and you'll be shoyal on your shvua, and you don't have to leave, and you don't have to take Yaakov Avinu's body to Eretz Yisrael. So Amalei, so Yosef said, v'ishli nami adidach, if you're going to cause me to be shoyal on my shvua, then I'll go and be shoyal on your shvua as well, and therefore I'll be able to tell people that you don't know Lashon HaKodesh, v'avgav l'nichle, and even though Pari did not want to give Yosef rishus to leave Eretz Mitzrayim and take Yaakov to Eretz Canaan, Amalei, alei v'kavo That's why he said you could go and bring Yaakov Avinu's body up to Eretz Yisrael, just like you swore. And that's why the Torah says specifically Kasher Shbiacha, because it was only based on the fact that Yosef had a shvuah that he was able to get Pari to agree to let him take the body of Yaakov to Eretz Canaan. And three quick points. First of all, Taisus points out in Diba Maskel, but it's a Shah, Basa Dukhna Shal Aviv, that how do we know that Yaakov Avinu was there? Is because the Pasuk says, Ve'in Ishme Anche Bayis Shama Bayis. And it's mashma that only from the household of Paitifa there was no one there, but there was someone there that was not from the house of Paitifa, and this refers to Yaakov Avinu. And the lashon of Taisus is Mechlal de Ish Acha Shaloi Me Anshe Abayis Klima Cholakum Muflug Mitaris Anshe Abayis Hoyisham Vizel De Musta Yukli Shalaviv Vetei Mektas Minon De Nuris Loi Bechaloin Vishem De Chsib Abayis De Mashma Abayis Loi, that he wasn't in the house itself. Ayin Sham and Ayin in Taisus Shans, who says Vein Ish Me Anshe Abayis Yesh Be Medrash Shabodik Yosef Atzmai Vloi Motza Maisa Shalish. And therefore it says Ve'in Ish Bebayis, that even Yosef at that point was not considered Ish Ayin Sham. And number two, the Taisus Rush as well as the Taisus Shans discuss over here that when we talk about Ayin Lashonis, is that including Lashon HaKodesh or not? And Agamar, it's Mashmo that there are 70 languages, and then there's Lashon HaKodesh, which is the 71st language, Ayin the Gemara, as well as in Rishonim. And finally, in the bottom Taisus Amid, Taisus points out that Ishul Nami Dadidcha Va'afagav L'Nichalei. So Taisus learns the Gemara differently than we did, as we learned to Gemara, that even though Pari was not happy about letting Yosef take the body of Yaakov to Eretz Canaan, he still allowed him to do so. But Taisus actually learns Yosef was telling Pari that even though you don't want me to be shoyel on my shvuah, I will still do so. And let's see Taisus with Taisus is, and since Pari caused Yosef to make the shvuah, so the only way that Yosef should be able to be matter the shvuah is only with Pari's permission. And Taisus states that maybe if someone is befuddled, then even if you don't have the permission, you could still be matter in neder. And as Taisus brings a right from Maseches Nedarim, where it states, and he explains, but then Taisus asks, and therefore Taisus says that in a chenami, really Yosef could not be matter his shvua, and when he said so to Pari, it was really just bluster, and he just said this in order to make sure that Pari would give him permission to go and bury his father Yaakov in Eretz Canaan and in Maros Machpelah, and we will stop over here.